Players Tribune was loading and loading and loading and loading the first time I read Kevin Durant's words. There's a total possibility that could happen. Now players have the leverage. Why would guys want to take that back from them when there's so much money that's already on the table with these broadcast deals?
It's the future!
Down and distance. WGNRadio.com.
Right here on the Down and Distance podcast, it is KD Day. Talk about freedom. He goes from OKC to Golden State. 2-year deal, 1-year player option, meaning he can opt out next year when the salary cap goes up once again. Looks like to me he's going for the championship for 1 year, and then the bag of money will be a possibility once again next year. On the line, we just talked to Jared Payton. He gave us his thoughts on that and talked about players being vilified for their decisions now that they have more power and have more understanding of the business of sports and the branding of sports. And that leads us right into our next guest right here on Down and Distance, WGNRadio.com, in affiliation with The Arena coming soon. He is a sports legal analyst. He's the best dressed man on TV. He's the best dressed man on radio. He is the host of the Suit Up podcast, and you can find that at XavierPope.com. Follow him on Twitter right now at Xavier Pope. It's our friend, man, our brother Xavier Pope. Welcome in to Down the Distance, bro.
Thank you for having me, man. Happy 4th to you, everyone, and be free and eat barbecue.
We're going to ride the coattail of what JP ended on, talking about the understanding of business and sports and branding for these players. We do know that in the summer of 2017, there is an opt-out for the owners to opt out of the new of the current CBA and request a new CBA. Does this deal in any way and the amount of money that's been spent kind of open the door for that to be more plausible coming in the summer of 2017?
Well, first of all, Sean, the response in the 2011 collective bargaining agreement and one of the bases behind the previous lockout was when LeBron James left the Cleveland Cavaliers to go to the Miami Heat. It was a huge position of him as a player, taking his own power and moving to a different team. Previous teams have always been stacked. I just tweeted this. I've been talking about this all morning.
Yeah, you have.
Teams have been stacked forever. The Boston Celtics that won all those championships with Bill Russell, they were stacked. Mike and Scottie were stacked. L.A. Lakers in the 80s, Showtime, stacked. Bird Celtics, stacked. You can't win a team without putting guys who can play on the team. Herm Edwards said, you know, I don't care what he looks like. Well, can he play? And you don't put a team together without a championship squad. And teams did it themselves before, but with the evolution of free agency, players getting a larger share of basketball-related income, you also have just the advances in what players could do, them becoming their own businesses. It's LeBron James, Inc. It's Kevin Durant, Inc. Then they're going to take in their power the ability to stack teams. And that's just the way it is. And so that happened in 2010. And the response was a lockout. And we're back in the same exact situation that the owners were complaining about, right? Back in 2011, when LeBron James left, is, hey, Kevin Durant gets to have himself be a partial editor over at the Players Tribune, launch his own announcement that he's leaving the Oklahoma City Thunder and going to the Golden State Warriors, break the internet. The Players Tribune was loading and loading and loading and loading the first time I read Kevin Durant's words. So absolutely, there's a total possibility that could happen. But at this point, now players have the leverage. Now more guys are doing it. Why would guys want to take that back from them when there's so much money that's already on the table with these broadcast deals, Sean? So owners have to take that into consideration. We just got this money. Why would we want to give that money back and potentially damage where our standing is financially and economically, which is the best it's ever been.
You talked about championships, as you said, always being stacked. The only thing people have a problem with looking at social media is that this might be the first time in history somebody's actually left after being beat by a certain team in the conference finals and then joining them going in search for a championship. Does that in any way change the dynamic or change the way people should look at the competitive fire that is in Kevin Durant?
I think that's ridiculous. Kevin Durant, Inc., like I mentioned before, when two teams are playing each other, two organizations playing each other, with five guys representing on each side five individual brands, that's what's happening. And you see that next year you'll have Sixers just announced a deal with StubHub. You know, teams are – this is part of the game. And this should not detract away from Kevin Durant's competitive fire to win. In fact, it's more for him to win. He has more pressure. If the Golden State Warriors don't, you know, hey, they won the championship, guys were hurt, whatever you want to call it. They get to seven games, get within a hair of winning their second consecutive championship, and then Kevin Durant joins the team. You're supposed to win the championship. So that's more pressure for Kevin Durant to come in there and play hard and make sure he fulfills his star legacy. That's going to help build him. Maybe Kevin Durant leaves in a couple of years. Say he goes back home to D.C., goes back home to Oklahoma City, like LeBron James did. Well, he's still going to be considered okay because he made the best decision for his career to get himself a championship. That's what you're supposed to do as a player.
If Golden State fails this year, is there any return for this organization and this brand that is Golden State? I mean, Joe Lacob has been out in front saying we're way out in front of everybody. We're changing the game of how the game is played and how the business is run. If they fail and they don't win an NBA championship, isn't that a bad look for this organization and everything they've been saying in this offseason?
It absolutely is a failure by the organization. 73 wins 1 year. You come and get Kevin Durant, and you still can't pull off a championship another year after that. I think that that would be a massive failure by the franchise, but not something that they could overcome with the option if Kevin Durant exercises and comes back, decides to play again, or even gets a bigger deal from the team. That just gives them an opportunity to integrate Kevin Durant into that particular offense, where they do things at Golden State, and then win maybe the following year. So it would be devastating. It would be a massive failure, but not something that they would not be in the best possible position to continue on with that same death lineup that now exit Harrison Barnes, insert Kevin Durant. It's just, you know, you want to be able to take some time with it if it doesn't take 1 year.
Help me out with this before we let you go. MVP the last two seasons, back-to-back NBA Finals, back-to-back poor performances in the NBA Finals. Now Kevin Durant shows up, and he's told by one Jerry West that we want you to come here and be our closer. We talk about the brand of Kevin Durant and the ascension of that. How does this impact the overall perception and brand of one Steph Curry?
Great question, Sean. How does Kevin Durant signing affect Steph Curry to be the leader of that team, be the two-time MVP? I say it doesn't affect him at all. I think that what it does is if he gets a championship, it just cements the two MVPs that he already had. Kevin Durant came to play with him, not the other way around. And so you would look at him still be the leader of that team. Who closes games? That's just going to depend on what happens at the end of the game. That's just the natural hierarchy of who are the man at when it's two minutes left. Did Kevin Durant close out that Game 7 versus the Warriors?
Or Game 6, no, yeah.
You know, so Game 6 either. So you want to be able to look at what happened in that series, and Kevin Durant has a ton to prove. He does not have a championship. Steph Curry does have a championship. So in my opinion, it doesn't do anything at all except – shows that guys want to play with that particular organization where Steph Curry is now currently the star, and now Kevin Durant is there. That's it.
Hey, we thank you for joining the show today, bro. Shout out to you, the rest of your family. Enjoy the fireworks. Enjoy the food. Once again, Xavier Pope, follow him right now.
You too, bro.
At Xavier Pope on Twitter. He is the man, the best dressed man in radio and TV.
Suit up,
baby.